Okay, let's get back to where we're up to. Today is Shavuos Daf Dalet. Shavuos Daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amid Beis, second to last line. Remember yesterday we're trying to figure out who is the author of our Mishnah. Obviously there are no opinions listed explicitly in our Mishnah, but the Gemara is asking, Yehuda HaNasi was so same, the Mishnah according to someone. So who is it according to? So is it Rabbi Yishmael? Is it Rabbi Akiva? So the Maskana we ended up saying, so far, it's not the Maskana. Today we're going to get to the Maskana, Ezra Tashem, but up until now, the Gemara said that it's really Rabbi Yishmael Shita, and really the Mishnah is referring to Malkus. It's not referring to a Karban. Then the Gemara said, is it referring to Malkus? Aren't there some of the cases of Shua's Bitu Lav Shein Bo Maisa? If I swear that I'm going to eat something and I don't eat it, you're going to get Malkus for that. It's Lav Shein Bo Maisa. I didn't eat it, and in that way, I get Malkus. So the Gemara says, yeah, maybe he's of the opinion, Rabbi Shmuel's of the opinion, that Lav Shein Bo Maisa, you do get Malkus. It's a Machlokas. Lava Nitaklase, that everybody agrees you don't get Malkus for. That's what the Tosafot Rush pointed out yesterday. But Lav Shein Bo Maisa is, you would get Malkus for it. So the Gemara said, 1 minute. You get Malkus? So this Mishnah, this Stam Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Masechah Shavuos, is holding like the opinion Lav Shein Bo Maisa Lokan Alav? But 1 minute, that represents a stira for Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like a stam mishnah, so the halacha would be like our mishnah, and he also says that in the case of the middle of the Amun, give him a base, he said in the case where somebody swears that I'll eat something, and he didn't eat it, you don't get malchus, because it's a lav shein bo maisa. So it's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. So, how do we get out of that problem? So Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yochanan found a different Stam Mishnah that holds Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. And then he can say, he holds like this Stam and not the other Stam. So where is that Stam Mishnah? So we had one try already, and it didn't work. We tried the Mishnah Maseches Makis, but that didn't work. So now we're up to the second try. Right? That's all introduction. Second to last line on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Ella Hai Stam Ashkach. He found this Stam. He found this stam as follows. The Mishnah later on Daf Chav Zayin says, Shvua Shelo Ochel, Kikarzu. Somebody says, I swear that I will not eat this. They're on a diet. Right? They're on a diet, and they want to make sure that they don't eat it. And they know that just the diet, it's amazing if you think about it. If somebody's on a diet, sometimes it's hard for them not to eat something. If they're fleishik, no havamina. There's a piece of cheesecake here. If I'm on a diet, then I might come to eat it. If I'm fleishik, there's no havamina. It just shows you. You saw Kedoshim Haim. When it comes to halacha, that's it. Finished. So let's say this case. Somebody's on a diet. So they want to make sure that they don't think that's going to be strong enough. So they're going to make it a halachic problem. I swear that I will not eat this cookie. That's what they say. And then right after that, they want to emphasize this. They say it again. Shvua shlo ochlena. I swear I won't eat it. Va'achla. And then they eat it. Then he eats it. The question is, how many averes did he get? He swore twice. He says, I swear I won't eat this cookie. I swear I won't eat it. So says the Mishnah later on at Daf Chav Zayin, Eino chayev el achas. He's only chayev one. It's only one avera. Why is it only one avera? He made two oaths. So Rashi says on top, to me'acha shenishva alav shvua rishona. Once he swore the first language, I'm not going to eat this, ne'aseres alav. It's already also to him. So it's already an avera to eat it. V'chihadar ishtava havei le'nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. As we're going to have later on. After, when he swears that, it's like nishba to fulfill a mitzvah. If I swear I'm going to wear tefillin today. That's pretty meaningless. I already took an oath at Har Sinai that I'm going to wear tefillin. So that second shvua is meaningless. So to hear, the second that somebody swears I'm not going to eat this cookie, so then when he says again I'm not going to eat it, he's already mushba. So therefore, he only gets one avera if he ends up eating it. Only the first one. The second one did not accomplish anything. That's the Mishnah there. And the Mishnah continues and says, Zuhi shvuas bitui, shachayavet al zdonag makas fal shagasa karbon alav yored. And this is a shvuas bitui where you are chayiv, b'mezid malkus, and b'shogeg you're chayiv a karbon alav yored, as we discussed. So now the Gemara says, what does that extra line in the Mishnah mean? This is the case. What's that excluding? So the Gemara suggests, Zuhi de chayav and alzdona makas. This case, your chayav makas. If he says, I swear I will not eat it, and he eats it. But what about the opposite case? Aval ochel velo achal, lo lucky. But the opposite case where he says, I swear I will eat it, and he doesn't eat it, you wouldn't get malkus. That's the Gemara's suggestion. That Mishnah is emphasizing, this is the case you get malkus, but in the other case, you wouldn't get malkus. So the Gemara says, Michti, let's wait, let's see. So that's the answer. That's the Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan found. So now the Gemara asks, wait one minute, Michti, high stomach of a high stomach. So there were two Stam Mishnahs. The first Mishnah in Shavuos on Daf Beis is a Stam Mishnah that we just explained, holds Lav Shema Maisa, Lokan Alav. And the second Mishnah, the next Mishnah in Shavuos Daf Chav Zayin, holds Lav Shema Maisa, ain't Lokan Alav. So why did Rabbi Yochanan pick one and not the other? Why did he pick the one in Daf Chav Zayin? My Chazi, the Ovid Ki Hai Stama. What did he see that he should hold like that Stam on Chav Zayin? Levi Ki Hai Stama. Why didn't he just go like the first Stam? Why didn't he hold like that? He says, oh, Lashu Maisa in Lokan Alav. Why does he pick one over the other? So one of the Achronim asks, maybe he didn't pass like either. Maybe he's just being Machmir. Maybe it's a Safek. So you don't give him Malkus. Ain't Lokan Alav. Wait, he holds like this one ain't Lokan? Maybe that's not Batara's Vada. Maybe it's Batara's Safek. Right, that's a question. So Rav Yashiv says, it seems, the Gemara is assuming that it's Batara's Vada. Batara's Vada, that he says, Lashu Maisa ain't Lokan. He doesn't say, you don't know what to do. So I take you. It's ain't lokan alav. It sounds like b'toras vandai. Is there any nafkamina whether it would be b'toras vadi or b'toras safek? So Rav Yashiv suggests in his aris that two nafkaminas. It says number one, what if there's a case where you're chayiv mamon along with a lav shein b'maisa? So we know generally the principle is you don't have to get two right kimli b'davine. You don't get mamonis. You're not chayiv mamon. Not chayiv malkus. So Vayashev suggests that would only apply if there's a chi of malchus, if there's a chi of malchus vadai, right? She'im aptur or aptur not vadai. She'im aptur hu b'tores vadai. If you're for sure not chay of malchus, then you'd be chay of mamon. But if it's only b'tores safek, meaning you might be chay of malchus, then you're not going to be chay of mamon because you might be chay of malchus. One nafkamina. Says Rav Yashiv. Now the nafkamina is in terms of what type of avera it's considered. Is it considered an avera hachamura? Because only a lav that has malchus is considered avera hachamura. That's Rav Yashiv notes that in terms of b'toras safik, b'toras vadai, the Gemara is assuming here it's not just Bishop Safik throwing up his hands. We won't give him malchus. Sounds like he knows for sure he's picking one of the stams. That's the Gemara's question. Why does he pick that stam and not this first stam? So the Gemara says, one minute, Ula Taimeich, I'll ask you a better question. Rebbe Gufe, Hechi Sasaman Hacha Hachi, Vahacha Hachi. How Rebbe? Rebbe has two anonymous Mishnayos in the same Masechta. The same Masechta, not too far from each other. And one of them is holding Lav Shema Maisa, Lokan Alav. And one of them is holding Lav Shema Maisa, Ain Lokan Alav. Right? It's first parak, third parak. Remember we said yesterday, the first two prakim are about Yediyas HaTumah. The third parak is Shavuos Bitui. The fourth parak is Shavuos Eidus. As we go. So this is not too far away from each other. So, ask the Kasher Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi himself. So, Ella, what must be the case? Me'ikara sabar lav sheba maisa lokan alav. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi changed his mind. That's what happened here. Originally, he thought lav sheba maisa, you do get malchus. That's the first Mishnah. Visasma. And he was so same like that. On daf beis. Ve'hadar sabar ain lokan alav. But then he changed his mind to ain lokan visasma. And he was so same and he made it anonymous from there. U'mishnah lozaza mimkoma. But even though he changed his mind, once he had that first Mishnah in Shavuos that said what it said, he didn't change it. Why not? He changed his mind. Why didn't he change that first Mishnah? Interesting Rashi. Look at Rashi. U'mishnah lozaza mimkoma. U'mishnah rishona. Got it, the third skinny line. Afalpi shechazer bo mistimasa. Even though he's chozer from the opinion of the anonymous first Mishnah, me'achar shepashta berova talmidim, since most of the learners at that time in the Tanaim, they were already used to this Mishnah. They already knew it by heart. They already had it. They were saying it by heart. Lohaya yecholas bedoro sha'acha Rebbe l'shachacha mipiyam. Rebbe couldn't undo the Torah shebal peh that already everybody knew. Ulevat lemibes hamedrash. So Rebbe, if he took out a Mishnah, would mess everybody up. What did he take out that first Mishnah for? Everybody knows the Sechah Shavuos by heart. They know all the Mishnahs by heart. V'hinicho eshtein, so he left both of them. But v'hamaskel yavin, if you just say Mishnahs without understanding them, you're not going to get the point. If you understand Mishnahs, once you get to the third parak, you're going to say, wait a minute, this is against the first parak. Ah, Rebbe must have changed his mind. That's the Gemara. V'hamaskel yavin sha'achrona iker sha'chazer bo ben arishona. That is Rashi. Says the Rashash right here. You know what you see from this Rashi? That even in the times of Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe did not write down Mishnayos. He might have organized Mishnayos, but it was still Torah Shebal Peh, says the Rashash, in Rashi's mind, according to Rashi. And that's why, what do you mean? Rashi doesn't say anything about written down. It was Sadr B'fiyam. What do you mean? If it was all written down already, just take it out. Says the Rashi, you know what you see from Rashi? It must be that it wasn't written. Muchach midvarav, to be me Rebbe v'gam bedorosh ha'acharav, adayin lo nichtava ha'mishnah. That is the ha'ara of the Rishash. Who argues on this? The Rambam. The Rambam clearly says, a number of times, he says it a few places in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam has three famous Hakdamas that we've mentioned before. Hakdama to all Pirush Mishnayos, the Hakdama to Chelek, the end of Sanhedrin, and the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, called Shmona Prakim. So in his Hakdama, he has another little Hakdama, like a four-page Hakdama, even less depending on your edition, just to Mishneh Torah, just a couple of pages, the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. But he has a lengthy Hakdama, beginning of Seder Zeraim, where he talks about the history of Torah Shebaal Peh and the different categories of Torah Shebaal Peh, the five different categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. But there he talks about what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did. And it's pretty clear that the Rambam says that he wrote it. V'kasher higia hazman, I'm just reading part of it. V'kasher higia hazman achareyam el Rabbeinu HaKadosh, v'haya yachid bedoro, talks about describing Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, v'haya yachid bedoro, v'echad bizmano, ish shenimse'u bo kol hachamudos, v'hamidos hatovos, ad shezocha bahem esel anshi doro lekroso Rabbeinu HaKadosh, u'shmo Yehuda. He says, who else was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh in life? V'haya b'chachma u'b'mala b'tachlisam. He reached the highest level. K'mo sh'amru, mi'mas bosh Rabbeinu ad Rebbe, lo re'inu tarav ha'gdul b'makom echad. V'haya tachlis ha'chassidus v'hanava. He quotes the Gemara in Sota, mi'shemeis Rebbe batla hanava. The Gun de Mishnah. V'haya tzach lashon u'muflag mi'kol adam b'lashon ha'kodesh, etc. And then he says, skip a couple of lines. V'kein hirchiv hu alanshi ha'chachmo m'vakshel v'ravatz Torah b'Yisrael v'asav ha'halachos v'divrei ha'chachamim. He gathered all the data. V'hamachlokes ha'mekubalos b'yimos Moshe Rabbeinu ad yimoso v'hayahu ba'atzmon ha'makablim. And he continues with the shalshalos ha'mesora v'ilu haya echad cholik al rabim hayu kosvim. He just says it derech agav. He doesn't make a big deal about it. But he's just talking about writing it. Pretty clear that the Rambam holds, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote it. That's the whole svara. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, eis la'asos Hashem yifiru torasecha, you have to write it down, it's going to get forgotten. But the Rambam says more than once, here in his Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos, I think he says it again in the Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, that it was written. So, maybe it's a machlokas in history, exactly what was the final stage. The Rambam can read the Gemara also. Right, Mishnah doesn't mean koma. It might just mean once it was written, he didn't want to change it. They already knew it based on what he had written. But either way, that's an important issue to be aware of.
According to the Rishash, when then was the Mishnah actually written?
According to the Rishash's view of the Rashi, when was it written? Before the Gemara, right? Sometime again, Rabbi Yehuda lived about the year 200 of the Common Era, right? About 130 years, 140 years after the Churban. And the Gemara was written a couple hundred years later, so sometime in that interim period. The later Tanaim, I guess. During the times of the later Tanaim, it would have been written, because I don't think you could have the Gemara before the Mishnah was written. Okay. I'm sure the Maritz Chayis, in some of his writings, discusses it. It's a Maritz Chayis type of topic. Gotta look in the Kol Kisvei Maritz Chayis. I don't have it in camp here. Okay. Vayter, says the Gemara. So, B'mayu Kimta, what are we up to? How did we establish the Braisa, the Mishnah? Who was the Mishnah according to? Rabbi Yishmael, Ula Malkus. It's like Rabbi Yishmael and Malkus. So, says the Gemara, Marus Naga, my Malkus Ika. If you're saying that, remember, the Mishnah had four statements of Shaim Shein Arba. We had Tuma, Shavuos, Shabbos, Nagaim. Those were the four statements about Shaim Shein Arba. So we just described that the Shavuos ones was about Malkus. So what about the Negoim ones? Are those about when you get Malkus? What kind of Malkus are you going to get by Tzaras? So Gemara says, yeah, I have a case. Bikotzeis baharto. If one cuts off their nega Tzaras, that is an Isser d'Araisa. If somebody has Tzaras, to cut off their Tzaras, that is an Isser d'Araisa. Ukaribi Avin, Omribi Yilah. Thumribi Avin, Omribi Yilah. Kalmakom Shenemar, Hishomer, Pen Va'au, Eino Ella, Losase. Whenever the Torah uses the word Hishomer, Pen, or Au, it's a Losase. Obviously, if it says Lo, that's also a Losase. You don't have to say that. Of course, that's a Losase. Don't do this. The Chiddush of Rabbi Avin, Omribi Yilah, is that even if it says Hishomer, be careful, Pen, watch out, Va'au, those are also losases. And that's exactly what it says here. By tzaras, right? What does it say in Kisei say? He said, the Torah says, Hishomer b'nega hatzaras l'shmor ma'od v'la'asos. Be careful with nega tzaras. That's all it says. So what does it mean, be careful? It doesn't say what you're supposed to be careful about. Be careful to go to the Kohen. Be careful to, you know, wash it. What does it mean, be careful? So Rashi there quotes, Shelo titlosh simani tumah. Don't cut off any simon of tumah. Velo tako tizabaharis. Right, that's Rashi. By the way, once we're here, we might as well mention it. The next pasuk says, Zachar Esa Asher Asah Hashem Lekech LeMiriam B'derech Poteisim Mitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. The Ramban counts that as a mitzvah saseh. Hishomer, the Gemara here quotes a lo saseh, the Ramban, Kedarka Bakodesh, when it says Zachar, all the Zachars in the Torah, the Ramban counts as a separate mitzvah saseh. So the Ramban, not Shabbos, everybody counts. Right, but the Ramban counts Maimon Har Sinai. Remembering Har Sinai, the Rambam does not count Maimon Har Sinai as a mitzvah. The Ramban counts it. Where does the Ramban count it? Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah. The Ramban counts separate mitzvahs arise of Berachas HaTorah. What's the Ramban says? Asher Bachar Banim Mikol Amim Nasalon Asar Aso. We remember Har Sinai. That's the pasuk. He quotes, remember Har Sinai. All the Zachars. Zachar Al Tishkach. So says the Ramban right here in Dvarim, on this pasuk, Ulafi Daiti Shehi Mitzvahs Asay Mamish. It's a mitzvah Asay to remember Miriam. How do you fulfill that mitzvah? Not speaking Lashon Hara. So right now we're filling that mitzvah. Every second that we don't speak Lashon Hara, we're filling the mitzvah. L'chora, the mitzvah saseh is when you have the chance to speak Lashon Hara and we overcome it and we don't. L'chora, every second that we're learning Torah, we're fulfilling the mitzvah? Probably not. But whenever it comes up, if we hear something, if we could say something, we overcome, not only is that not speaking Lashon Hara, but it's a mitzvah saseh of Zachar Eis Asher Asa. So says the Ramban here, V'lfi Daitishi, mitzvah saseh mamish, k'mo Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'kadsho, Zachar Siyam HaZeh Asher Yitzah Simi Mitzrayim, Zachar Eis Asher Asa L'cha Amalek, Kulam Mitzvah. So a lot of these are not controversial. Right? The other Monia Mitzvahs also count Amalek, but this one is the unique one. Imkein Gamzeh K'mo Sam, V'hi Ashara Miladaber Lashon Hara, Yitzaveh B'mitzvah saseh Shenizkar Ha'onesh HaGadol, Sha'asa Hashem la'tzadekes ha'neviya, Miriam, shelo dibra elo ba'acheha gemul chasta, asher hafto kanafsha, she didn't even mean it, and she didn't even embarrass him, and still was a problem, so remember that, in your daily lives. So, the Gemara here says, hishamer, the los asay, but there is also a mitzvah asay that is involved. So, there is malchus. So, there is malchus when it comes to negaim. There is a major machlokes rishonim, which types of negaim are subject to the Isser Daraisa. Which types of Negaim? So at least a Nega that's Tameh. If I have a Nega Tzaras and the Kohen told me to go be outside the Machaneh, so you know what I could say? You know what? I don't want to go outside the Machaneh, so I'll cut off the Tzaras. Oh, no more Tzaras! Okay, Hashem will make it grow back. But that's an easy way to get out of Tzaras. Or I don't want to go to the Kohen. I know it's a Nega, I don't want to go to the Kohen, so I'm going to cut it off. Right, so that's the basis. So everybody has to agree. Everybody has to agree. Tosas discusses the case in what kind of maros. That's the Ramaskal Bakotzeitz. But at least it's the maros tame. But if you look in summary shonim, Tosas here discusses it. But I'll read it to you from the Rambam. It seems to be even maros tahorim. One also is chayif. That's an interesting question. Why is that? If the Kohen already made me say, oh, it's Tahar. So why is that? So I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam says in the 10th parak of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Shishamer, where is it? Hatoi Simani Tuma, Bein Kulan Bein Miksasan. If somebody takes a part of the, cuts off a piece of Tuma, all of it, some of it, Kotis is a Nega, Kulam Ibsaro, Bein Kodem Sheyavala Kohen, whether he didn't come to the Kohen yet, Bein Toch Hesker, whether he's in the first week, Bein Betoch Hechlit, O Achar Haptur. Even after the Kohen already pottered him, Harize Over Belosase. Unbelievable. The Rambam says, look, I'm already free, I'm already tar. I still am not allowed to cut it off. Maybe I have to remember the remnants. Maybe that's the message. This was the message. I got to remember it was here. Or others say maybe it might grow back. If I don't learn my lesson, it's going to grow back. But the Rambam Paskins, I was over below. So I say Hishamer Negat Saras Lishma Velasos Avoleino Lok. He says Avoleino Lokesh Ilu Maisav. You get an Avir. You only get Malchus if you accomplish something. Meaning if you're already taught, if it's Tar already, you're not going to get Malchus. Or if it's Tameh, and you only cut off part of it, and you still tell me you're not going to get Malchus. The Rambam says, only if you accomplish something are you going to get Malchus. But that is the Rambam. That is the discussion here in the Rishonim. Okay, one final point related to Saras, and then we'll continue, and that is the... where's my Shurim Shurim Balacha? Did I bring it here? No, I didn't bring it here. The Shurim Shurim Balacha quotes the Das Torah, one of the Shuvah Sfarim, who says...
Is this iser applicable bizman hazeh? Want to have this? Is it shayach bizman hazeh to have such a thing? So lachor, you would say no. We don't have a kohen miyuchas bizman hazeh. Nobody's going to the. So you don't have saras bizman hazeh. So he just has the sharmashiv alacha. Just has the ha'ara that there are two places at least in Shulchan Aruch that quote saras. So the fact that we don't have this iser today, interesting how the Shulchan Aruch quotes two contexts. What does he quote it? One time in Hilchas Mila. We know, the Gemara tells us, if a baby has a negat saras on their arla, you're allowed to do the Mila. Asi dochalos asay. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that. Mila, bein bezmana, bein shalo bezmana. Dochet saras. Shemies baheres ba'ar ha'arla. If somebody has a nega on the foreskin. Afal bi sheish b'ksizis ha'beheres lo sasay. Even though it's a daraisa. Chotchim arla, don't worry about it. What are you talking about? There's no saras bezmana zeh. What's the Shulchan? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote all the Hilchas Negaim. So, it's just a ha'ara. Number one, where else does he quote it? So, not so far in Yerodeh. How about Arachayim? How about Simin Lamed Ches? Hilchas Tfilin. Hilchas Tfilin. Says the Shulchan Aruch.
He quoted it only because it was Nogea Tamila.
But so does Nogea Tamila. It doesn't quote, you don't have to only tell me. Shulchan Aruch only quotes halachas that are Nogea Lamaisa. Many halachas that are left out. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tfilin. Menuda u'mitzora asurim lahaniach tfilin. A mitzora does not put on tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes achronim that maybe you should put on without a bracha. But again, mitzora. What kind of mitzora? Bizman hazeh. So it's interesting. If somebody knows Hilchas Saras well, he knows he has Saras, but still we paskin, he's not a mitzora until the Kohen declares him a mitzora. Right? Like, if there's only the Raman paskins, based on the Mishnah, let's say there's only a 10-year-old Kohen in town. Only a 10-year-old Kohen. He doesn't know the halachas, but let's say there's a Yisrael who knows all the halachas, and he could tell this is Saras, so he could tell the Kohen, declare it Saras, and the 10-year-old could say, it's Saras! And the guy has Saras. All he has to do is to declare! It's the Dibur of the Kohen that does it. But again, that's two places in Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting whether that applies to Bizman Hazeh or not. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. So we just explained where Malchus comes up by Negoyim. So now the Gemara says, Yitzias Shabbos, my Malchus Ika. So fine, we figured out, the Gemara said Shavuos. The Gemara said Shavuos. Has Malchus, and Maris Negoyim has Malchus. Yitzias Shabbos, my Malchus Ika. So what about Yitzias Shabbos? So what about that case? Where is the Malchus by Shabbos? What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is by Shabbos, it's a Misa. What kind of Malchus? Lashinita Lashabis is best in who? Call Lashinita Lashabis is best in ain't looking to love. You know, it's a Chiyav Misa. So what are you talking about? So how could we suggest that Shabbos is going to be Malchus? So Gemara says, Mishim Hachi Kamuk Mina Krebi Yishmael. That's exactly the point. That's why it works out beautifully while we're saying the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. The Amar Lavshin Idil Lashon says Bezdin Lokin Alav. Because Rabbi Shmuel, just like Rabbi Shmuel says Lavshin Mo Maisa Lokin Alav, so too he holds Lavshin Idil Lashon says Bezdin Lokin Alav. Again, what does that mean? A lav that can lead to Misa, as we had back in Maseches Makis as well. A lav that can lead to Misa, so then you can't give Malchus because the lav is already used up for Misa. Every lav warns you about something. So if a lav tells you, don't do this, or else you're going to get killed, it's already used up. Even if you're warned for Malchus. If somebody goes over to me and says, don't be Michal Shabbos, or else you're going to get Malchus, I'm not going to get Malchus. The Gemara says, no problem. That's exactly why we have it as Rabbi Yishmael. Because he also argues on that. He says, lav shema maisa, lokin a lav. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Halav hachi kamek Rabbi Akiva? What was the Gemara's line just now? Oh, that's exactly the reason it's Rabbi Yishmael. Because of Nitan Lasar Misas Bezdin. What, without Nitan Lasar Misas Bezdin, we would say it's not Rabbi Yishmael? So Kashi Yedios. We would say, I'm sorry, Halav hachi kamek Rabbi Akiva? Without this issue, we'd say it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion? But remember what we said yesterday? We still have a problem with Rabbi Akiva's opinion too. Kashi Yedios. Rabbi Akiva holds, if you remember, that the case of Halamos, he argues on the case of Yediyos Hatuma. So the Gemara says, Lav Amar Rabbi Shmuel Hiu Lamalkus, Rabbi Akiva Nami Lamalkus. What's the problem? Just like we reinterpreted Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, that it's all talking about Mazed and Malkus, Rabbi Akiva too would be talking about Malkus. So don't worry about it. It would be work according to Rabbi Akiva too. Rashi here has an important line, that in general, the second half of Rashi Umishani, Rashi says that whenever we could try to learn an anonymous Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva, we would try to do that. Because Rabbi Akiva is the Baal HaMesorah, and he's the Rebbe, as we had back in Sanhedrin Daf Pevav. He is the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, right? All the five new Talmidim that he retaught the Torah to after his 24,000 died. So the Gemara says, everybody's Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. All these great Tanam are Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. See, he's the main source of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rashi says, whenever we have the chance to say an anonymous mission like Rabbi Akiva, that's what we would try to do. So Rashi just has that Ha'ara in the second half of the Mishnah Umishani. So the Gemara continues and says, Ihachi, if this is true, that we will learn it for Rabbi Akiva also, and it's all about Malkus, Yedios Hasraos mi ba'ilei. Yedios, what did Yedios mean in the Mishnah yesterday? Yedios meant knowledge. You had knowledge of Tumah, then you forgot, then you found out afterwards. But if the whole issue that we're talking about, what if we said the past blot, that really it's an issue of Mazin and Malkus? So what's Yedios? Yedios means he knew when he forgot by Malkus. No, you can forget. You had to do it purposely by Malkus. If you forgot, you're not going to get Malkus. So what's the whole wording in the Mishnah of Yedios? So Gemara says, no problem, as the Gemara has the right to do. Hello, Kasha. Today, Yedios to Hasraos. You're right. Add in a word. It means when you had knowledge based on getting Hasra, warning. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true. Now the Gemara is going to ask three Kashas and torpedo the entire suggestion that we've had the past blot. Ihachi, shtayim shehein arba, tartuhu tahavyin. One second, two that are four? Two, we're saying two that are four in the cases of Yedios Tumah going into the base of Migdash, eating carbon. There's only two cases. If we're talking about a case of Mazid, you ate a carbon when you were Tameh, you went into the base of Migdash when you were Tameh. What's more than that? There's only two cases. There's no four. We said before it was four, because it's four types of forgetting. You didn't know it was a carbon. You didn't know it was the base of Migdash. You didn't know you were Tameh. You didn't know you were Tameh when you ate the carbon in the Migdash. So that could work out into four. But if the whole case is Malkus, so then you know everything. So there's only two. So how can you say the Mishnah is talking about a case of Malkus, amazing? Question one. Question two, Visu. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says explicitly, the Mishnah says specifically that we're talking about a case of Ha'alama, where you forgot something. So how can you say it's talking about a case of Malkus? Question two. It's basically all the same question, but it's asking in three different ways. It's only two cases, and the Mishnah says you forgot something. Vesu, and finally, Harezeba, Olava Yored. And it says you bring an Olava Yored. Olava Yored? We're talking about Karbon. We're talking about Shogeg. We're not talking about Malkus. The Rashba points out that this Kasha is on all the suggestions that we've had up till now. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. No matter what, you cannot suggest that the Mishnah is about a case of Mazid and Malkus. Because you have all these, you have Olava Yored, you have Yedios, you have all these words in the Mishnah. You get, what do you, Chisuri Mechsura, change the whole Mishnah? Would rather not do that. So the Gemara is stuck. The Pnei Yeshua even goes as far as to say, what was the Havamina? What was the Havamina to suggest? We're talking about Mazid in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Olava Yored. The Mishnah says, two that are four. What's the Havamina? If it's Malkus, of course it's only two cases. So the Pnei Yeshua tries to figure out how you could have interpreted Malkus in the Mishnah. He says maybe Shtayim Shein Arba meant if you ate, went into the base of Migdash, you ate a carbon, and maybe Truma would also be considered Kodesh. Maybe Bikurim is also considered Kodesh. So he has trouble working it out. But again, the Kasha is so strong here, we have to figure out what exactly was the Havamina. But at least the Pnei Yeshua tries to do the work for us. Okay, so continues the Gemara. So we're stuck. So who is the Mishnah according to? It can't be Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva, because we're going to say it's Malkus. No, the Malkus doesn't work. So Ella Amar of Yosef. Ella, remember, always signifies a totally new answer. So Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi he. Really? Is it Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? His own Shita. You're right. It doesn't fit into Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi must be saying his own opinion. And you know what? V'nasav lali b'tatanoi. And he goes like various Tanoim. He has a combination Shita of various Tanoim. Be Yedios Nasiv Lak Rabbi Yishmael. By Yedios Hatuma, he holds like Rabbi Yishmael, who holds Shtayim Shehein Arba, all four cases, as we discussed, if you forget about the Beis HaMikdash and the carbon, and if you forget that you were Tameh. And by Shavuos Nasiv Lak Rabbi Akiva. And by Shavuos, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Shavuos Bitui are four also. Two past and two future, not just the two future, as Rabbi Yishmael said. Okay, so wonderful. The Mishnah is like Rabbi. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi just emphasizes and adds, Amrita l'shmaitza kamei d'Rav Kahana. I said this suggestion of Rav Yosef in front of Rav Kahana. The Amar Li, and he said to me, Lo tema Rebbe Nasav aliba de Tanoi, Valelo Svirole. Don't think that what Rav Yosef meant was that he's going like a couple of, he's writing the Mishnah like a couple of opinions, but he himself doesn't hold like those opinions. Don't think that. Ella, but rather, Rebbe Taimed Denafshi Mefarish. He's saying his own opinion, meaning he, Mamish, holds like a combination Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. He's not just learning the Mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. How do we know that? As follows. Ditanya. The Brisa says, so we're going to prove how Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi himself, holds that there are four cases of Yediyas HaTumah, and there are four cases of Shuas Bitui. He himself holds that, and that's why he learned the Mishnah that way. Where does he hold it? As follows. Ditanya, minayin she'eno chayiv ela al she'ish ba yediyah batchila, v'yediyah basof, v'helem bein tayim. How do I know that when it comes to tumas mikdash v'kadashav, how do I know that if I go into the base of mikdash, or I eat a carbon when I'm tamei, I'm only chayiv if I knew I was tamei, and then I forgot, and then I knew again, or I knew it was the base of mikdash, and then I forgot, and then I found out afterwards. How do I know that? Tamalomar v'nelam v'nelam shnei pa'amim divrei Rabbi Akiva. Right, Rabbi Akiva says, because it says the word v'ne'elam twice. It says v'ne'elam twice means he knew and then he forgot. And he says it by each one, by Tumas Mikdash and by Tumas Kadoshov. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Omer eino tzarich. Rabbi says, no, you don't have to come on to that opinion. You have as follows. Harehu Omer. You have the following issue. V'ne'elam. It says the word v'ne'elam. He forgot. Michlal d'yada. So it must be that he knew. If he says he forgot, it must be that he knew at first. V'hu yada. And now he knows. Right? Because he's talking about what carbon that he brings. So just one v'ne'elam is enough to teach me they have to bring a carbon all over Yored. Because if it says v'ne'elam, if he forgot, it must be that he knew originally. So hari kan shtei yedios. There's already two yedios. With that one word v'ne'elam. Im kein matam alomer v'ne'elam v'ne'elam. So what's the second v'ne'elam teaching me? L'chayiv al helam tuma v'al helam mikdash. It must be to teach me one on helam tuma and one on helam mikdash. Meaning, and he's the opinion that says shtayim shehein arba. Helam tuma, he forgot he was tamei both in the base of mikdash case and in the carbon case. And also, helam mikdash, he didn't realize this was a base of mikdash. As we said in yesterday's shiur. Maybe he didn't realize what the border was. Maybe he, was walking and he didn't realize where he was. Right, so that's it. That's what you see. Rebbe himself holds it. Rebbe holds Shtayim Shein Arba by Yedias HaTumah. It's not just that he's quoting Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. He's quoting his own opinion. So the Gemara says, fine. Ashkechan bi Yedios de Islei Taima Danafshe. Fine by Yedios. By Yedias HaTumah, he says it himself. Shvuos de Leslei Taima Danafshe mi Nolan. What about Shvuos? What about the case of Shvuos? So the Gemara says, Svarahu. It's also his own Svara. His own Svara. Why? What's the Svara? So as follows. We're about to quote how he learns a Svara. So interesting. The Gemara quotes, it's a Svara, but a quote based on a Pasuk. Sometimes the Gemara says, twice in Shas, the Gemara says, Lamali Kras Svarahu. What do you need a Pasuk for? It's a Svara. The Gemara says that by Pesha Asir or Pesha Hittir, the Gemara in Ksubis, somebody says, comes and says, woman says, I was married, but I'm divorced now. So I'm on the market. So we believe her, because we never knew she was married in the first place. She started the problem, and then she solved the problem. Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir. That's based on the Gemara said, we need a pasuk for it. It's a Svara. That's number one. The Gemara also says, in Baba Kama, Hamosi Mechavir Olav Araya. That also. We thought it was based on a pasuk. The Gemara says, no, you don't need a pasuk. It's a Svara. Whoever was trying to be the Motzi, see, he has to prove. If you want to take my shirt, so you have to prove that it's your shirt. Those are the two cases where the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a Svara. But not all Svaras are the same caliber, and therefore sometimes, even though there's a svara, the svara might be based on a pasuk, it might be hinted to in the pasuk. For example, the beginning of the sixth parak in brachas, the Gemara says a svara for making brachas. The svara, asur lahenos me'alam azeh below bracha. Right, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I want to get benefit, so I have to make a bracha. Everyone holds, 99.9% of the mafarshim hold, that making brachas, brachas and anin is a mitzvah, derabanan. Ask the Pnei Yeshua there, the beginning of the sixth parak in brachas. Mitzvah Rabbanan, but Svara is on the same pasuk as a pasuk. Those two gemaras that I just quoted, Lamali Kras Svarahu. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Luli de Mistafina, I think it's Daraisa. He argued with everybody. He said, I don't understand. What's the difference? You should say, it's a Svara. Svara is on the level of Daraisa. So therefore, how could it be that everybody else is Rabbanan? I don't understand. So that's why the Pnei Yeshua himself says, Sarachian on the world. Sarach Ian on the world, I think saying brachas is a daraisa. I think you could still say, he says, Sarach brachas lahakel. He works out saying brachas is daraisa and still saying Sarach brachas lahakel. But that's the Pnei Yeshua. Just finish up this section and then we'll continue the Gemara. The Menchas Asher, the Rav Asher Weiss, writes in his Sefer on Devarim, he says, no, I think there's a big distinction. You can answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. If you go over to somebody on the street who's not well versed in Torah thought, and you ask them about Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir, can they understand that Svara? Yeah, they can understand that Svara. Because this person created the whole problem, so he can solve the problem. That's a purely intellectual Svara. If you ask somebody on the street about Amos Mechaver Lavaraya, does that make sense? Is that purely logical? That's logical. It's logical. You have to prove it. You can't take something from me unless you prove it. If you ask somebody on the street, is it logical to make brachas? That's not an intellectual Svara. That's a logic of the heart. That's a svaras halev. That's not svaras hamoach. That's a svaras halev. That's a different type of svara. So you can't compare the two svaras. Hamoz vechaveir, apesha aser, those are intellectual types of svaras. That's on the level of daraisa. But other types of svaras, ethical svaras, lav dafka, you can compare all the same. So here too, one could say, the Gemara says it's a svara, but we're about to say it's based on psukim. Based on psukim. But again, not all svaras are created equal. Yeah. Correct. That might be also part of it.
Civil and
religious might be right. Intellectual and emotional. I wouldn't call it emotional, but religious. Correct. That might be the exact same thing that he says in different words. Okay. So Vitus, the Gemara says. So it's a svara. It's a svara that Rebbe must hold also by Shvuos that it's Shtayim Shehein Arba. Why? Skip the parentheses. Rabbi Akiva, my time come mechayev l'sha'avar. Why does Rabbi Akiva, not only is he mechayev the two shvuas bitus for the future, which are in the Torah itself, laharao leitiv, but he also includes the two past, meaning I ate and I really didn't eat, or I didn't eat and I really ate. He also includes those. How does he get that? Didarish ribuye mi'ute. He darshins riba umiyet. He uses the halachic tool of riba umiyet. You have a general pasuk, and then you have a exclusionary or limiting pasuk, riba umiyet. So Rebbe nami darsh riba umiyute. So Rebbe also uses that principle, and therefore it must be that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Akiva in this regard as well, and he includes all four shvuas. This big Rashi here discusses, I think Rashi says this more than once in Shas, but here he discusses the general machlokas. Many times you have the principle, you have a pasuk where there's a general phrase, a limiting phrase, and a general phrase. There are two ways to darshan such a pasuk. You could use the principle of riba umiyet, or you could use the principle of klal uprat. And you get very different results, depending on what you use. Riba umiyet includes much more. Riba includes everything. Miyet limits it a drop. Klal uprat is very different. Klal is a general rule. Prat, once you have the prat, then you say, the only thing in the rule is what's similar to the prat. Klal, afterwards, maybe include a little bit more. But depending what you darshan, how you darshan it, what mesora you have from your Rebbe, everybody agrees to these principles. Question is, when do you use it to darshan here, when do you use it to darshan there? That's what the Meiri says here. Everybody agrees to these principles in sometimes. The question is, in most cases, what do you do? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Akiva darshan's ribu miyeh to Rebbe too. So the Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rebbe Omer b'chol poten. So where do you see Rebbe holds of ribu miyeh in a totally different context? Rebbe says, b'chol poten b'chor adam. You could use anything for pidyon haben. What do you give to the Kohen? You could give 5 slime, or you could use anything that's worth 5 slime. Chutz ben ashtaris. You can't use a shtar. What does a shtar mean? Rashi explains, if somebody owes me 5 slime, let's say I give that to the Kohen. You collect. That doesn't work. It's not goofy. It's a special pasuk to tell me it doesn't work. Chutz b'nash ashtaris can't work. V'rabbanan amri b'chol podin b'chor adam chutz me'avadim u'sharis v'kako. So Rabbanan exclude more. Not just ashtaris, but also avadim. You can't use it. You can't give an eved to the Kohen, an eved kanani. Or karka, you can't use karka. So my time at the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say only shtaris are excluded? Darish ribuye miyute. He darshes ribu umiyet. As follows. Uftu yomi ben chodesh. From the, when the baby is a month old. Tifte, I skipped. Uftu yomi ben chodesh riba. That includes anything. Redeem him with anything. Be'erkacha kesef chamesha shkalim miyet. Specifically use money. Tifte chazav riba. Riba umiyet v'riba. So when you have the principle of inclusion, exclude inclusion. Riba kol, everything's included. My riba komili. Uma miyet, miet shtaris. Riba umiet veriba only excludes something very little, and that is shtaris. Let's finish the phrase, because there's something to talk about, but let's finish it first. V'rabban and darshi klal yuprati. The rabban and darshi klal uprat. Ufduyo imed chodesh klal. Be'erkach ha-ketzav chamesh shkalim prat. Tiftek chazav klal. So what does that mean? Klal uprat uklal, iyata dan elakena prat. The principle of Klal Ufrat is that you only darshin, at the end of the day, something similar to the specific example given. Ma prat mefurish davar amitalta v'gufa mamon. Just like the prat is something that is movable and is intrinsically considered money. Avko davar amitalta v'gufa mamon. So too, the only thing that's included is something that's movable and is considered money. Yotzu karkosh in a matalzalin, excluding karka, which is not movable. Yatsu avadim shukshu l'karkos, excluding avadim which are compared to karka. Yatsu shtaros, excluding shtaros, avabisha metatlin, even though they're movable, ein gufan mamon. They themselves are not intrinsic money, and therefore they cannot be used. Period. That's what you see. Rabbi holds of Ribo Miate. So Rabbi Akiva, in our context, holds of Ribo Miate in order to get to his Shita that Shvuas Bitui has four cases, two future, two past. So Rabbi must also hold like him. So we're going to talk a little bit right now. We're going to stop here in the Gemara, though, because the Gemara is going to say, does he hold of Ribo Miate? We see elsewhere he holds of Klal Uprat also. So that's going to be the next question, which Beis Hashem will start with tomorrow. But a couple of important discussions in the Mefarshim here. First of all, a line on Avadim. Yatsu Avadim Shukshu L'Karkos. This is a general Hakira of the Achronim. What exactly does that mean? Avadim Shukshu L'Karkos. Does that mean that Avadim have the status of Karka? Avadim are mamish like Karka? And for every halacha, you're going to say an Eved is like Karka? For example, Karka in an exalus. A land can't be stolen. Are you going to apply that to Avadim? Avadim are movable. They're like karka, but they're movable. So would you apply it? Or does it just mean avadim hukas like a coast? They're like karka in many regards, in many halachas. But they're not mamish karka. So that's a chakir amongst many achronim. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had the distinction, or the Rav's father, of maybe there's a difference between karka and mechubar. Some halachas that require mechubar, that avadim are considered mechubar. But they're considered karka is a legal term. But mechubar is attached. Avadim aren't attached. So karka in exelus might really be a din of mechubar. So that's one distinction that you might have. I saw a tour today, which is fascinating. Where's the tour? It's all the way at the bottom here. The tour writes, whenever we say karka, so I'll read you the tour. You can't, cause a sheet of the gaonim. Amazing. He used this in a Musar Shmuz. Yesh gaonim. Where's this tour? It's in Choshe Mishpat Simin Sadake. It's on the halacha that you don't swear regarding karka. In Yishban al Shiba Karkos. So it's another halacha of relate that karka is excluded. It's excluded from Ona'ah. It's excluded from this, because from that. The gaonim have a shita that all these halachas only apply to karka Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. Because that's the only true karka. Karka chutzlaris, I'll read it to you. The Torah in Simin Sadakeh. Yesh gaonim shekasvu. Masha'ei nishban al karkos dafka be'eretz Yisrael. Ava b'chutzlaris nishboin aleihem min ha-Torah. Shechashuvin aleihem kimetaltalin. Ava la-Rambam kasav she'ein chilek. And the Beis Yosef is being beshat the Rambam, the Ravid. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in this way. But it's a fascinating shita. The only real karka might be karka Eretz Yisrael. That's the only yesh lemachrayis. Right, chutz la'aris is no achrayis. No achrayis in chutz la'aris. That's karka. It looks like karka. It's not really karka. It's not here, right? When Mashiach comes, it's not gonna, right? Eretz Yisrael's gonna expand. That's the real karka. That's it, the tour. Only real karka is karka Eretz Yisrael. That's, right, you buy a house. Only if you buy a house in chutz la'aris, it's really, it looks like you're buying a house. It looks like you're buying karka. But it's not, karka is karka Eretz Yisrael. That's one. Just another point, and then we'll have to dive in Meyer soon. That is an important discussion in the Rishonim regarding Pidyon HaBen. Regarding Pidyon HaBen. Here it says that shtaris are excluded for Pidyon HaBen, right? You can't give a shtar that somebody owes me money. What about, can I give the, not somebody owes me money and I give it to the Kohen. What if I give a Kohen an IOU? I owe you 5 shkalim. And I give it to the Kohen. Is that good enough? That's not a shtar from somebody else. So is that good enough? So the Mishnah in Bechoro says no. Mishnah Mechora says it is not good enough. Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph. Ein Podim. Here, Kasav LeKohen Shulchai Litin Chamisha Slime. If you say you give the coin an IOU, you have to give him, but Chayav Litin Lo Ubenoin Apadui. You have to give him because you gave him an IOU, but it doesn't work for Vidyan HaBen. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis, that's in Din Derabanan. Mida Oraisa, Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Beno Padui, L'Kishayitein. Really, Mida Oraisa, it does work when you actually pay it. But Midrabanan, even in that case, it's not going to work because Gzeira Hashem Yomru Podim Bishtar. So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Where does this come up? It comes up by marriage. Could a husband give a wife an IOU? Shtar Admei, as it's called, in Kedushin Daf Hei. Right, so that's a discussion in the Rashba. The Rashba says, no, doesn't work. Why? Because when you give the IOU, you know, you're not giving something that's gufa mamon. And you don't even mind to for later when you pay up. That should be the marriage. It says, mana ain't kan, right? Ema kacha bishtar ala bamana. Umana ain't kan. Ubina ki kachish, klamar bakasef. Just like it says, that pejin aben. And it says, ma, is only, bro padu lakisha yitain. Da alma, feel it's vartorin a padu yachshav. El lakisha yitain. Hachanami ain't a mukudesh is acha yitain. So you compare, says the Rashba, you compare pejin aben to marriage. The Minchas Chinuch, and this will finish, says it might not be so simple for this Rashba to compare Pidyon HaBen to marriage. Because by Pidyon HaBen, well, you give the coin and I owe you 5 slime, you don't need that shtar. The Torah says you owe 5 slime. So that shtar accomplishes nothing. I owe you 5 slime. Thank you very much. The coin could have, the Torah says you owe 5 slime. So maybe by Pidyon HaBen it doesn't work until you pay the money because you're not giving him anything. The Torah's already mishabed you. Maybe by marriage, though, where you are creating a new eschivus, maybe that's worth something. So Minchas Chinuch just says in Pidyon HaBen, in Shin Sadik Beis, I think, where is this? Shin Sadik Beis, that the Rashba is not so pashut. Because by Pidyon HaBen, you're not creating any new eschivus. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Kiddushin, you are creating something new. One final point, and then we'll stop, and that is, the Gemara here requires a pasuk to exclude the fact that a shtar could work for Pidyon HaBen. The Tosfos here, we'll just mention those in the Rambam. Tosfos here, this is another one of the Gemaras. There are many Gemaras throughout Shas about this. This is another one of the Gemaras that seems to say, hold like the opinions, major machlokes we've shown him, Mechiras Shtaros de Oraisa. If I have a shtar that somebody owes me $100, and I'm selling it to you, and you'll pay me, you don't know if it's ever going to be paid up, so you're not going to give me $100 for it, you'll give me $75. So is that, can I sell a shtar de Oraisa? It says that somebody owes Rosner $100. I'm going to give it to you. You're going to collect, but you're not me. So can I do that, Daraisa? So Bali Tosas say yes. Tosas says in his little Tosas, Yatsu Shtaros. The fact that the Torah has to come along and say it doesn't work means that it should work because it's Mechir Shtaros Daraisa. You see the one line, last medium line. Hadamash Mahacha, the Shayach Shmishtaros Mecher. Midi Itzrich Lemute Shtaros. Right? The fact that the Torah has to exclude it from Pidyon HaBen, it must be that it works, that it's sold Daraisa. The Tosas says the same thing by Onah. The Gemara has to exclude Ona'ah from Shtaris. It must be that you could sell Shtar Daraisa in order to have the recognition of Ona'ah. The problem is the Shita of the Rambam, the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif both hold Mechir Shtaris are Derabanan. And that's the reason the Gemara says that if I sell a Shtar, I can be Mochel it. I could sell you the Shtar and then I can be Mochel it to the Lovah. You don't have to pay me back. How can you do that? You already sold the Shtar. The Rambam says, because selling the Shtar is only Daraisa. Bali Tosfos have other explanations of that principle. But the Rambam and the Rith, the Rambam and Hilchos Mechira, Perachav Beis, says that Mechira Shtaris is only, I'm sorry, Achav Beis earlier, the Rambam says in Perak Vav, Kenyan Shtaris Kederach Hazoz Bidevrei Sofrim, Avim Min HaTorah Ein HaRais Niknos, El Gufa Davar HaKoni Bovad. The Rambam says that. So the Tosfos, there are many different answers. How does the Rambam understand this Gemara? The Gemara requires a pasuk to exclude a shtar. Right, what do you need a puzzle to a shtar? You can't, if you give a shtar over, you know, it doesn't work. What is the difference between matana and mechira? Matana is daraisa, mechira is not. Very difficult to have that suggestion. But all the achronim get into the act here. How does the Rambam read this? But that's that one line in Tosfos, that this Gemara sounds like the shita of mechira shtaris are daraisa. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we will continue.